بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers, these verses of the Quran Sharif that I have recited, these are the verses of Surah Muzammil. And in these verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, that make the dhikr of the name of your Rabb. The name Allah, Allah, make dhikr of the name of your Rabb. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا, and cut off from everything and turn your attention only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here, to cut off from everything and to turn our attention only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in no way does this mean that a person must give up his life. Now a person must go into the jungles, and now in the jungles just make the zikr of Allah. This doesn't mean this. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, the meaning of this is continue with your work also. You got your wife, you got your children, all your work you have, continue with your daily work. But at the same time, take out time for the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And why must you cut off from everything and make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Allah is the Rabb of the East and Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb of the West. In the East, the sun rises every morning. We worried every day, I got my light bill to pay today. I got my water bill to pay. I got to submit my returns to SARS. Or I got a court case today. All this you worried about, that I have to take care of all these needs. This is nothing. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the sun. And the sun is a very, very great creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala can create the sun, what is all these small problems of yours? So for your small problem, you giving up the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? No, you make the zikr of Allah. And all these needs that you have, Allah Ta'ala will take care of it, who is the Rabb of the sun. Wa Rabbul Maghrib. And Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb of the East also. The East is where the sun sets every day. So at night we worried, I got to do my neighborhood watch. I'm worried about my security. All these matters you worried about. And because of this, we leave out our zikr. You make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what is your need of the night? Allah will take care of all those needs. Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. La ilaha illahu. There is no deity except Allah Ta'ala. Put your trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Fattakhidhu wakila. And take Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as your protecting friend. From these verses of the Quran Sharif, the mashayikh prove the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, Allah is proven from here. Wadhkur isma rabbik. From here, the zikr of nafi is baat. We are negating everything and establishing the oneness of Allah. La ilaha illahu is proven from here. And from these verses of the Quran Sharif, wadhkur isma rabbika watabattal ilayhi tabtila, that a person, he takes out time every day, and in seclusion, a person now with concentration, he makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Fathul Bari, the commentary of Bukhari Sharif, what he writes, he says that the zikr that insan makes, this zikr is more superior than the zikr of the malaika also. And why is it that our zikr is more superior than the zikr of the malaika? Because the malaika be Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We here in dunya, so the zikr that we are making here, that is superior to the zikr of malaika. And the second reason, Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, he says malaika, they have no other work. The malaika, they only engage in the zikr of Allah. Some are in the tasbih of Allah, some in the tahmid of Allah, some in the tahleel of Allah. Only the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We got our families to take care of. We got our businesses to take care of. All these needs we have in dunya. But in spite of our busy schedule for the day, we taking out time and we making the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So our zikr is superior to the zikr of Allah. But for a person to benefit from the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that zikr must be made with a lot of ashikana zikr. With the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you will see the benefit of the zikr. One person came to Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, and he told Thanvi rahmatullah, he said, Maulvi sahab, in those days they used to say Maulvi sahab for everyone. So he said, Maulvi sahab, he said, so much of enjoyment in the zikr of Allah that I find the sweetness in my mouth. And then after a little while, again he spoke. He took a qasam the second time. And he said that, Maulvi sahab, there's so much of enjoyment in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the sweetness of the zikr I can find in my mouth. Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, great commentator of Muslim Sharif, Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says, normally when a person makes the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the sweetness of the zikr of Allah, you find it in the heart. But he said that those people that are ashiqeen, those that have excessive love for Allah Ta'ala, those that are arifeen, those that have recognized Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when they make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, sometimes they will find the zikr, the sweetness of the zikr and the enjoyment of the zikr in their mouth also. Abdul Ghani Sahib Kulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat, he mentioned on one occasion, he said, zikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahuncha deta hai. The zikr will take a person to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the one that is being remembered. And then Abdul Ghani Sahib Kulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned, he said, I saw a dream. And in the dream that I saw Haji Imdadullah Sahib Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh. And Haji Sahib told me in the dream, he said, I want you to do one work. He suggested Abdul Ghani Sahib Kulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, what's the work that I want you to do? He said, every day, so just 100 times, take the name of Allah. But when you're taking the name of Allah, pull it a little bit. Say Allah, Allah, pull it a little bit. And just meditate at that time. From every strand of hair of my body, the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is coming out. He said, what will be the effect of this? He said, in the previous time, when they used to make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, 24,000 times they used to make the zikr, they used to take the name of Allah. But if you make zikr in this manner, what they got in their 24,000, you will get in your 100. There's so much of benefit in making zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the proper way. Mana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, when I make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he said, every strand of hair on my body, this becomes an ocean of honey. So much of enjoyment in the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned that the zikr of Allah, this is superior to the bounties of Jannah also. Why? It is in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ, that there is no one that is equal to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nothing is equal to Allah. When nothing is equal to Allah, then the name of Allah, how great it is. That is why in Jannah, when a person will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Jannah, then every other ni'mat of Jannah, this will be nothing whatsoever. Just seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that will be the greatest bounty in Jannah. So one is when we make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, ashiqana, with a lot of love make the zikr of Allah, with concentration make the zikr of Allah, so you will get the benefit of that zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the second thing, when you make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala with pabandi. That every day there must be an allocated time, and in this allocated time, now you make the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then you will find benefit in the zikr of Allah. Shahabul Ghani Sahib Kulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat was teaching in John 4 at one time. It is mentioned he was so sick at this particular, on one particular time, that he had fever. At that time, the Ustad, the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Maulana Mia Asghar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he was also teaching in John 4. So it is mentioned Hazrat was very, very sick. His fever was 104 degrees. So there was a masjid that was very, very close to the Darul Uloom where he was teaching. So he told somebody, he said that go to the masjid, and in the mihrab of the masjid, he said that put some chatai or put a blanket there in the mihrab of the masjid. And then he went to the masjid and he lay down in the mihrab. And in that condition, when his fever was 104 degrees, where he would find difficulty coming to the masjid for salah, he went and he lay down in the mihrab. And in the mihrab, there he sat and he completed the entire, all his azkar, which Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh had quoted. So see how particular he was of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that whatever has been prescribed by my Shaykh, that zikr must be completed in totality. And he finished it. Whilst he was there in John 4, Hazrat Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh wrote him, he said that I want to give you a gift. And what was the gift that he wanted to give Hazrat? The gift, he said, that I want you to read every day 70 times Durood Sinjina, which is a very, very great durood. People that have problems in their life, read this durood Sharif 70 times at night. Read two rakat namaz, read this durood, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and see how Allah Ta'ala solves our problem. So he said, I want you to read 70 times a day. Abdul Ghani Sahib Kulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote back to Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, Hazrat, that I wish to recite this durood Sharif, but I am teaching 16 times a day, 16 lessons in the madrasa. Where am I going to get the time to make read this durood Sharif? So 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm studying the kitab. I sleep so little thereafter. After that, I got to wake up again for tahajjud namaz. Where am I going to find the time? So Hazrat Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh wrote back to him, and Hazrat said that if you can't read 70 times, in the Quran it comes, man jaa bil hasana falahu ashram saliha. You bring a good deed, it multiplies by 10. Read it 70 times in the morning, read it 7 times in the morning, read it 7 times in the evening. It is multiplied by 10, you will get the reward of reading it 70 times. 70 in the morning, you'll get 70 in the evening. So try and do this. So Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Tursuri Rahmatullah used to say himself, he says that the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is so great. He said that at the same time, you are taking the name of Allah also, and you're taking the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also. He said on one side is Allah, is Kareem, and on the other side is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is also Kareem. You between two Kareem, what benefit for that particular person? That he said there is no other ibadah where you're taking the name of Allah and you're taking the name of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the same time, except salawat and durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he mentioned further, he said that when a person goes to Rawdah Mubarak, then how you recite durood before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He said that whenever you recite durood, then recite durood as though you're reciting at Rawdah Mubarak. And the rahmat of Allah is flashing every moment upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he said, just think that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala that is showering, that is coming upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you're reciting durood, that this is now flashing on me. And then Abdul Shah bin Ghani Sahib Tursuri Rahmatullah Alaihi further mentioned, he said, that person that has excessive love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that person that reads durood, and first thing he makes ittiba'i sunnah, there's hope that person will see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream. But he said, this is not the maqsoor, this is not the objective. If Allah gives it to a person, well and good, but this is not the maqsoor and this is not the objective that we want to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream. He said that Ma Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned on one occasion that a person that is muttaqi and is upon deen, but and is following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but every day in his dream he sees himself in the fire of Jahannam. So Ma Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, no need for him to worry. Why he's on deen? He's following the sunnah of Nabi Alaihi Wasallam. So there's no need for this particular person to worry. But he says at the same time, a person who is not upon deen, he is not following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every day he sees Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream, he says this person, no benefit for him. And then the proof of Athani Rahmatullah Alayhi gave, he said that Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, they saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with their physical eyes, not in the dream, with their physical eyes, but no benefit to them whatsoever. And at the same time, Athani Rahmatullah Alayhi said that Uwais Qarni Rahmatullah Alayhi, he didn't see Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but Nabi Alayhi Wasallam tells Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he comes to Medina Sharif, go and meet Uwais Qarni and ask him to make dua for you. So the maqsood is to follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to come upon deen. There is benefit then for that person. Further he mentioned, he said that in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it comes that person that sees me in a dream, in reality that person has seen me, because shaitan cannot take the form of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says under this that there is bacharat for a person that sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in his dream, that there is hope inshallah this husn-e khatimah, he will leave the world with iman. So Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Tursuri Rahmatullah Alayh, he was so pavan on his wazaif that in the morning, it is mentioned at the time of tahajjud, the entire qasida Burda Sharif he read every day. Allah give us the tawfiq, we're talking of big things, but Allah give us the tawfiq to come close to this also, that he should read the entire qasida Burda Sharif every morning at the time of tahajjud. The munajat e maqbool, 7 manzils of it, that's supposed to read 1 manzil a day, but he should read all 7 manzils every day. And then he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 12 times in his dream. The last time when he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream, it is mentioned that he looked at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and after seeing this dream, he told Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, Hakim Akhtar, he said, today I really saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the red lines in the eyes of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that also I saw. So this comes when a person, he comes totally onto sunnah. When a person is pardon on his wazayif, then where doesn't a person reach? But also remember, many people, they go to various ulama, they got problem in their life, or somebody's got depression, or some business problem, family problem, we go to 10-20 ulama, and then we tell them that this is the problem that I'm having, and each one, he's prescribing his own wazifa, you do this, and you do this, and you do this. Now we're trying to get all those wazayif together. No, take one share and follow that chef through and through, and see how your work will get done. One person in Thana Bhawan, he was making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Munasami Rahmatullah, he said, 2,000 times I want you to recite Allah, Allah. This person, he decided, no, I want to make much more than that. Instead of 2,000, he went to 25,000, or up to 30,000. It is mentioned after a few days, when the heat now reached the brain of that person, he jumped into the well of the Khanqa. So they pulled him out with great difficulty, they took him out of the well. Then Munasami Rahmatullah, he ran in some water, and he made dumb and he gave him to drink. When he regained consciousness, then Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah reprimanded him. He said, when I told you to make 2,000, who told you to go to 25 and 30,000? See what happened to that person. As it mentioned, that many a time a person some jahil shaykh, a person that doesn't have experience, now he prescribes a zikr. And the murid, he says, I'm making the zikr and I'm gone so far. He said that we think that the murid has become majnoon. In reality, the murid, he has become majnoon. He is going towards insanity. So a person has to be very careful. Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, one person, he wrote to Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. So he tells Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, he says, Hazrat, that I'm making zikr, I'm seeing light. So what a person thinks, I'm going so far, now I'm seeing light. Hazrat Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, stop your zikr. Immediately stop your zikr. He said, drink badam milk and take oil and rub oil on your head. And every morning remove your sock. And at the time of fajr, walk in the grass. And engage in some light-hearted conversation. Why? Because the heat is now reaching the brain. You are now seeing light. But we will think that this person has gone so far, he's seeing light. How important it is that we remain under our mashayikh and under our seniors. And the zikr that they prescribe, make the zikr how they prescribe it and according to the amount and the quantity that they have prescribed. They know what potential we have, what ability we have of making the zikr of Allah, and according to that they have prescribed to us. Today many people also have this problem that a person is in guna, he can't come out of guna. He's trying and he's trying. He says, I try and I try, but I'm failing. A person can't perform salah many a time. He says, Fajr, I can't even get up for Fajr namaz. Go, sit where the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is taking place and see how the light of the zikr of Allah, when it enters in the heart of a person, how a person will now start giving up gunas. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, he gave an example of this. He says, in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the mosquito was drinking the blood of a particular person. So while the mosquito was drinking the blood of the person, the wind came. And the wind came and it blew the mosquito away. So the mosquito now, when it flew away, it went to Sulaiman alayhi salam. He said that the wind deprived me of my risk and my sustenance. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, in which way? Said that it blew me away, so therefore I couldn't drink enough blood. So I want you to now make the judgment. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you want the judgment, then there are two parties. One is what you call the mudda'i and the other one is the mudda'ale. You get the claimant and you get the defendant. So the both parties have to be before the judge, before the judge makes his judgment. So he said that you need the wind also to be present and you also be present. So the mosquito was happy, so Sulaiman alayhi salam summoned the wind. So when the wind came, the mosquito was there, but again, look at the force of the wind, it blew the mosquito away. From here, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, what he explained, he said, see, when the noor of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala now comes in the heart of a person, when the noor of tilawat will come into the heart of a person, when all this will come, gunas will automatically leave a person. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what is the noor of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Musa alayhi salam is returning from Madian after serving with Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. It's an 8 hours of the night, he is going to Egypt. It's a cold night, Musa alayhi salam doesn't know the route to get to Egypt also. And at that time, he sees a fire burning in the distance. So he tells his wife that, wait over here, inni anastu nara, that I see fire. I'll bring one piece of coal from there, some fire from there, or maybe there's some guy, he will show us the way how to get to Egypt. So he went there, and this was the Mubarak and the blessed valley of Tuwa. And now he got into conversation with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When his conversation with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now terminated, so Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, that you are speaking to me all this time directly. My tajalli has penetrated your face. And this tajalli that has penetrated your face, this is so strong. This is so strong that if anybody has to see your face, they will become blind. And if you have to take a piece of iron and you place it before your face, then this noor is so bright it will go through the iron also. But then Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam the solution. What was the solution? Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, when you came here, you had a blanket that was tied around you. My tajalli entered that blanket also. Take that blanket and use that to now cover your face. So he cut out a piece of the blanket and Musa alayhi salam now covered his face. When he went to his wife, she was waiting for him, Hazrat Safura. When he reached his wife, Hazrat Safura, so she said, what's wrong? You went in parda, you went and now you came back with parda. So he said that, I saw Allah Ta'ala. I spoke to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When I spoke to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's tajalli has now entered into my face. If any person sees my face, they will lose their sight. She loved her husband, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. She said, I can't live without seeing your face. So now she wanted to move that piece of parda that was there. So she said, let me move it a little bit. I will try and look at you with one eye. So she moved it a little bit and she saw Musa alayhi salam with the one eye, she lost her sight.
But she got so much of enjoyment, so much of enjoyment, she moved the entire farza away. And when she moved the entire farza away, she lost both eyes. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi says, at that time, the voice came from the unseen, that, oh Safura, do you have any regret that you have lost both your eyes? So what did she say in response? She said, I have one regret, that I lost both my eyes. If I had 100,000 eyes, then I would have given 100,000 eyes to see the face of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There and there, Allah became so happy. Allah gave both the eyes back to Hazrat Safura. So this is the tajalli, this is the greatness of Allah. There was a sahabi in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Bajadin radiallahu ta'ala. This sahabi was a poor sahabi. It is mentioned that in the at night after the Isha Salah, he used to come and lay at the doorstep of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He had no home also. And what he used to eat? A dry piece of roti. He would sit and he would consume a dry piece of roti. And after he consumed his roti, then he would start the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. One sahabi was passing by, and at night he was making his dhikr loudly. He said, what are you making noise over here in front of the door of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, leave him, he's the ashiq of Allah. He has love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those that have the love of Allah ta'ala in their heart, that don't restrict them, because that is a burning love of Allah ta'ala that is in their heart. It is mentioned, this Abdullah bin Bajadin radiallahu ta'ala, when he passed away, in those days, how they used to notify people if somebody passed away in the night, that a light used to be burned, a lamp used to be burned in masjid, used to be burned in masjid, in the Jannatul Baqi. So when people will see that the lamp is burning, they will know somebody has passed away. So we need to go to Jannatul Baqi, we need to go and perform the Janazah Salah. He passed away at night, the lamp was burning, Sahaba went there. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala is there also for the Janazah Salah. Who is in the qabr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, put the body of Hazrat Abdullah bin Bajadin into my hands, I will lower him into the qabr. This is the man that stayed at my doorstep and he made the zikr of Allah. And for a person that is making zikr, he's like at the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we make zikr our entire life, when Allah opens that door and Allah pulls us, our zikr may be for 5 years, our zikr might be for 10 years, our zikr might be for few months, but when Allah will pull the, open the door, within seconds Allah will pull us and Allah will make us His beloved. I will just terminate on this. Mawlana Thani rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, he said, man la hirda lahu la warida lahu. That person that has no wazifa, he has no zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nothing will come to that person. And particularly to a great extent, Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, for the ulama, that a person that makes the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now he filled himself up. When he filled himself up, now he can give other people. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah explained this. He said that there is a well, and he says, you're drawing water from the well all the time, you're just taking out water. He says, eventually you're going to reach the time where there's no water, you're going to be pulling out mud. But he says, if you took out water from the well and then you allowed the well to refill again, then again you continue filling water, he says, you're going to have water all the time. Exactly the same way, he says, that made the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and now speak among the people and see what an effect it has on the heart of the people. Why? You're filling up also and then you're passing over to other people as well. The very same subject matter, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he mentioned from Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh gave the example of an earthen pot, or in today's time what we will say, that a jug, a water jug. He says that if you take a water jug and you put the water jug under the tap, he says the water jug will fill, but you will come to a point where it's going to overflow. He says when it's overflowing, that's the indication now you have been filled. And when you are filled, now you can give other people, let other people also enjoy from there. And the sign of the acceptance of the zikr of Allah, this also has been explained. And he says that in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Zakarullah, Allah Ta'ala says, Zakarullah, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that what is the greatness of Allah. And if Allah takes me to task, they remember the grip of Allah Ta'ala, Allah can take me to task on the day of Qiyamah. When a person remembers this, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, they make istighfar. So this is a sign of acceptance of zikr, that after zikr, now a person comes on to istighfar. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and all of us the tawfiq of making our zikrullah. Inshallah, now we should try and recite Surah Yasin and then we'll make zikr inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني للمراه جايك ميداني توهي تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہو ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہو اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہو لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 ایچ شیرین است نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام اللہ 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 كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام الله 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 الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأزبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
جزاكم الله أحسن الجزاء في announcement one of the most mentioned about Durud Tunjina so some people will ask what is Durud Tunjina at the end of the 40 Durud Kitab of Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Rahimullah on the last page there you will find Durud Tunjina the second thing is the dhikr that we have made today the surah Yasin that we have made now the encouragement to recite Salatul Ishraq we have come here to learn Allah Tabarak Tala has taken the promise to fulfill all the needs of people who will start the day with the zikr of Allah Surah Yasin Ishraq Salah sometimes we think of the needs as the needs of this dunya those needs are going to get fulfilled our real needs are the needs of the akhirah to be protected from the attacks of the devil Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to recite Surah Yasin Sharif who reads it the reward Allah will give in the year after 10 Quran But the benefit of this world Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will give is your needs of the day will be sufficed. Surah Yasin speaks about Jannah. It is the heart of Quran. Regarding Ishraq Salah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has said at the beginning of the day, who will read an extra 2 rakats, 4 rakats for me, I will see to all his needs of the day. Those spiritual needs that we need to be protected from the devil to reach Allah. Inshallah, after today, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it a practice for all of us. We start the day with the dhikr of Allah as we need our breakfast that we are now going to proceed for. Our spiritual life also needs breakfast. So inshallah, 2 rakats of salah, 4 rakats of salah, the benefit of it is tremendous. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if the individual comes with sins equal to the foam of the ocean, Allah tabarak ta'ala has promised 2 rakats. After the fajr salah, a person remains sitting. The sun rises. He does not engage in anything futile, he only speaks that which is good. And he reads 2 rakats of salah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala wipes away all of those sins.